The Hôtel Dieu is the oldest hospital in Montreal. It was founded by Jeanne Mance, I think within the 10 years after she arrived in 1642 with de Maisonneuve and others. She's one of the founders of Montreal. And she saw when she got here that there was a need for nursing care, such, you know, to the extent that they knew what to do in those days. And actually, they did know quite a lot, as a matter of fact. In any case, the original Hôtel Dieu Hospital was in what is now Old Montreal. It's in one of those streets that's just a little bit west of the museum of I forget what it's called, but the big museum that's right there on the waterfront. Anyway, by the middle of the 19th century, they needed a new place. They needed more space. There was more knowledge about medicine, more things to do, and also there was a population moving up away from the river and from the old town and the river. So the present Hôtel Dieu Hospital, which is at the corner of Pine Avenue and St. Urban, was built and was open for use in 1862, I think, maybe 64, I'm not sure which. It was run by the nuns, les Sœurs de Saint-Joseph. They are still the nuns. They still are there. They still have their housing there, but they no longer run the hospital. In 1962, when the government of Quebec took over both the health and the educational services that the church had been running for 300 years at that point, about two-thirds of the buildings were turned over to the government of Quebec, who ran it as a public hospital. Your listeners may be aware that the province of Quebec is building two new big super hospitals, the MUHC and the CHUM, French and English. The Hôtel Dieu is part of the CHUM movement. I mean, legally, they're part of the CHUM. And the plans are to not use the old hospitals. The plan of the government is to close down completely the Hôtel Dieu and to close down part of Notre Dame Hospital and also the old part of St. Luke's Hospital. Our position, the people in the community's position, is that this is a very foolish waste of a beautiful resource. Beautiful both physically, because those are heritage buildings, but also very practically. Initially, in the spring, last spring, March of last spring, which is just about a year ago now, the provincial government announced that they were going to be selling the Hôtel Dieu, land and buildings. And almost immediately, there was an outcry against it for all kinds of reasons. The union, the CSN union, had a big rally in May, to which quite a few hundred people came, including some community people. And they were talking about preserving a good part of it for a hospital. Fine. However, they realized very quickly that if they wanted support, and also because it made sense, that they needed also to work with people in the community who were also talking about using some of those pavilions for housing. So we came to an agreement with the CSN union that we would fight this battle together, and that 40% of the current buildings would go for health services, and 60% for housing. The health services would be what's called first, second, and third line housing, because fourth and fifth line housing is what's health is going to be in the new CHUM, and that's very high tech healthcare, very specialized, using, you know, a lot of new knowledge, new machinery, very severe injuries, very, very complicated surgery, burns, brain surgery, things like this. That will be in the new CHUM. And our position is that second and third line, which is emergency, walk-in clinics, and day surgery, or and surgery that is routine. Even a heart bypass, by the way, is now considered third line because it's done so frequently and so quickly that a person needs to stay only 1, maybe 2 days in the hospital afterwards. So we agreed with the union that we would support their position. Our position is that the rest of the pavilions and the parking lot, which is a huge empty space, empty unless it's full of cars, but we don't agree with putting a huge piece of real estate like that for cars. Our position is that those buildings and that empty space should be used for housing. Okay, what kind of housing? Well, we have, first of all, let me back up a minute. The two newer pavilions, which I mentioned, are in excellent shape. They don't need, according to what everybody, the union has told us, they don't need to be changed. They are single rooms. Le Noyer, for example, which I know well because I was hospitalized there several times, is a good size, a medium-sized room with a bed, the person's own bathroom, and a closet. And if it's on the east side, the west side, it looks out to the mountain and it looks over the gardens, which still belong to the nuns. Beautiful old gardens, by the way, and apple orchard. Those rooms can be used exactly as they are. De Bouillon would need a little bit of renovation. If your listeners are concerned about asbestos, and those walls do have asbestos in them, they're only a problem if the walls are broken into. As long as the walls stay intact and they're in good condition, asbestos is not a problem. So we're talking, let's talk about particularly those two pavilions. We have 30,000 homeless people right now in the city of Montreal, and those figures are from a few years ago. I don't think anybody who has his or her eyes open cannot be aware of the fact that there are homeless. And in a wealthy society like ours, it is an absolute disgrace to have people be homeless. A lot of people, and I've worked with the homeless, so I know what I'm talking about in mentally ill people. most of them are very content to have a single room to themselves. They don't feel like cooking for themselves. They have all they can do to just remember to take their medication. Sometimes they want to have friends. They want to have a place where they can sit around with friends. But they want to know that room is theirs. They have the key to it. They know that they're not going to be kicked out. A landlord isn't going to kick them out. And if we're talking about the mentally ill who need perhaps more surveillance than other people, maybe 24-hour surveillance, if not maybe at least 12-hour surveillance, to see that they take their medication or to chat with people, and occasionally to have communal breakfasts, communal suppers, which is what Chambre-Claire does. It has 25 people living in one building, and they have 2 or 3 communal meetings every single month. And I don't mean meetings, I mean meals. So that people have a good time doing it. They know where they belong. They feel secure. They feel warm and comforted and secure. There's a tremendous need for that kind of housing, and we believe that a pavilion like Le Loyer, for example, could serve that need. Then we look at another huge vulnerable population, and that's the elderly. There are frail elderly who really need some surveillance, but they don't need to be in a hospital. Not only do they not need to be in a hospital where they don't want to be, but the hospital doesn't want them. A hospital is a very expensive way to give a person a bed. For a month in a hospital for a homeless person, it's about to cost our society $2,000. It costs our society $200 to give a subsidized room to an elderly person, frail or not frail, to a mentally ill person, to a formerly homeless person. So when we talk about what this is going to cost, let's talk about what it's costing us to have all of those people homeless. It's costing this society far more than it would cost to house them. So people are alone, so frail elderly. They need some care. They may even need some daily nursing care for an hour, but they don't need to be in a hospital. Then there are elderly who are just plain poor, people who have to live on their pension, which comes to probably varies, but, you know, between, $1,000 and $1,200 a month. And if they want anything decent, they are paying $400, $500, $600 a month to have a room with their own little kitchen and bathroom. What does that leave them? It leaves them almost nothing. If they have medication, they can't buy food. They buy food, they can't get buy medication. They can't live. That's just unconscionable. Whereas if they were in a subsidized room with a communal kitchen somewhere, or a small kitchen, again, I'm thinking of Loyer, there's a staff kitchen. I think of women being able to cook, but men can cook for themselves. They could have access, cook their own meal there. They wouldn't cook it in their room, although they could have a microwave to make some breakfast. So there's housing for those people. And some of them are together enough to form a cooperative. Our position is that the land should be held in common at all costs, no matter what happens. The land should not be sold on the private market. We're very clear about that, and we have the support even of groups that don't necessarily agree with us about other things, but almost everybody believes that the land should be either public or be owned by something which is sort of like a land trust. Our position paper is that we propose a management method that is based upon the one that runs the Milton Park co-ops. Let's take Old Brewery Mission. They would be responsible for one corridor of Le Loyer, which is five stories high. Financially, what does that mean? Either they could have an emphyteutic lease. They may either choose to own it outright, if that's what we decide to do. Or they would have an emphyteutic lease with the land trust organization to manage the property and to be in charge of the services that they are giving and be responsible for the costs of the services that they are giving. The Milton Park community is run that way. Every co-op or nonprofit corporation is considered one co-owner. The co-op owns the buildings but not the land, and the co-op has one delegate and one seat on a general assembly. And the same thing could be with these pavilions. So Old Brewery Mission would have one seat. We could decide whether we have weighted votes. We have weighted votes in Milton Park, for example. Bigger co-ops have a larger weighted vote than small ones. Those are all things that we can talk about, we can negotiate, we can decide on. There's no urgency to decide those kinds of things. But that's the way it would be run. And the ownership would be a kind of cooperative. The general idea is that it's collective.